Psalm 132, verses 13 through 18, Song of Ascents. For the Lord has chosen Zion, he has desired it for his dwelling, saying, "This is my resting place forever and ever. Here I sit enthroned, for I have desired it. I will bless her with abundant provisions. Her poor I will satisfy with food. I will clothe her priests with salvation, and her faithful people will ever sing for joy. Here I will make a horn grow for David and set up a lamp for my anointed one. I will clothe his enemies with shame, but his head will be adorned with a radiant crown." The Lord chose Zion for his dwelling place. And in that beautiful city, the temple was built and the ark was placed. The ark symbolized God's presence, and the temple was the place of worship. The Israelites gathered to worship in Jerusalem for three annual feasts. During their captivity, they longed to return there. In the New Testament, God moved his resting place from a physical structure to the heart of every person who trusts in Jesus for forgiveness of sins. Now he blesses us with abundant provisions and every spiritual blessing. He satisfies us with food that nourishes our soul, and he clothes us with salvation. When the Old Testament worshipers came together in Jerusalem, there was great joy. They celebrated God's mercy. They celebrated God's faithfulness. They marveled at his grace. They were overwhelmed with the realization of his love. Today, we need not travel to a holy place to experience the goodness of God. Right now, right where you are, thank God for everything he has done and is doing for you. He has chosen you. Think about this. He has chosen you for his dwelling place. Father, thank you for choosing me for your dwelling place. Thank you for your great provisions. Thank you for your spiritual blessings. Lord, help me be a great giver of thanks. In Jesus' name, amen.